Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering.
Hey Smashers, we have got a totally brilliant episode for you here, recorded live at the Underbelly Festival in June on the South Bank with killer guests, comedians Sarah Pascoe, Tom Allen, and also Bake Off star and now presenter extraordinaire Liam Charles. First though, some business. Thank you for being my listener today, and if you would tell other people about this podcast, you'd make me super grateful. The next live show we have coming up is in Canterbury, Kent, next week on the 18th of July at 7:30 in the evening at the lovely Marlowe Theatre as part of the Marlowe Festival. The guests are amazing. Jenny Eclair, also comedian and actor, currently knocking it about in Coronation Street. Naomi Cooper-Davis, and probably the most brilliant comedy writer I've ever had the honour of working with, a local woman called Gabby Hutchinson-Crouch. She is amazing. And then we've got two live shows at the Edinburgh Festival on the 13th and 14th of August at 3 o'clock, with huge guests being announced any day now. I'll be up there for the whole month doing my stand-up show, Hench. And last and very importantly, Hoovering is doing a bloody tour this autumn. The first dates have already been announced and tickets are flying. And I would really love you to come. Hopefully we'll come to somewhere near you and there will be more places being announced eventually. But go to livenation.co.uk and search for Hoovering and they'll come up. Come, just come. Also, if you want discount tickets to those live shows, you've got a few spare pounds a month, why not think about becoming my patron? Head to patreon.com/thehooveringpod and you can see all sorts of things that I swap in exchange for your hard-earned money. Let's get into this podcast. Nothing like a brief but jam-packed preamble. Let's just get into it. We had so much fun recording this, so hopefully you will too, listening to it. Enjoy.
Welcome to Hoovering Live at the Underbelly Festival. That's nice. Somebody did a noise. Somebody did like a noise. Is that someone's phone going off or someone's mouth? Yes, what great noise. That is a brilliant noise. Welcome, here we are. I wonder if you, my guests, would mind introducing yourselves, saying your name and what you do, etc.
Hello, my name's Tom Allen, and I'm an estate agent. And I like eating things as well.
I'm Liam Charles, and I like cakes.
I'm Sarah Pascoe, and I work at Foxton's with Tom Allen.
We share the mini.
We share the mini.
Oh, I saw someone once had crashed into a Foxton's window.
Oh, and, no.
I think they, like, left the devastation there for longer than normal because of just all-round societal hatred of Foxton's. It is like
the police
estate agents,
help.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's the most loathed of them all.
I'm obsessed with them.
Are you?
Yeah, Foxton's. I don't think they ever sell a house. I think they just sit near the water. And that's it. I don't think they sell a house. Who's bought a house from Foxton's?
It's true, actually.
I don't know anybody who's bought a house
they're too expensive from there.
Do you think they're only people buying their houses are algorithms, and it's not even real human? It's not for real human beings, and that's why real human beings don't work there.
Good theory.
So the algorithms are living in the houses.
Yeah, I think there's. Yeah, sometimes there's like 10, 20 algorithms to a bedroom because of the crisis overseas.
Isn't that what they say as well with the, like, AI war that's going to come, is that it'll all be on the internet and we won't even know about it.
Just suddenly all the lights won't come on. Keeping it cheery.
Yeah, keep it up. Sorry, I don't know why I started talking about that. Just heard a rumour.
Yum in my tum. We've got some gluten-free and vegan brownies from...
I don't like it when they combine gluten-free and vegan.
Here we go.
Because you've doubled up, haven't you, babe? Some people don't like gluten, some people are vegan. I think it's lazy. And I want the gluten in there, please.
Well, fingers crossed they're delicious.
Good.
Mm. Yeah, they've peanut butter brownie... Date millionaire shortbread. Yeah, fuck off, dates. Yeah. Dark chocolate Oreo Rocky Road. Get in my face. Dark choc and seedy flapjack and Nutella slice.
Nutella.
Yeah, Nutella.
That's very clever.
That is so clever. And the other food we've got here is Indian street food from a place called Horn OK, Please, which is an Indian street food store that weekends is at the South Bank Market. Round the corner, and is in Borough Market the whole rest
Can
of the
week.
Can
I ask a question about that? Sorry to keep being contrary.
Yes, no, I like it.
Was it run by white people?
No.
Okay. Is it appropriation street food in general?
No, I think they've come from India and have set this food up, and they know all about it.
Great.
I think it's fine to do. To the point where I asked what Horn OK Please means, and he gave me the most amazing answer that I wish I'd taken longer to write down in more detail, because I'm going to have to give an abridged version.
Okay.
But apparently in India... Has anyone here been to India? Yeah. So apparently... and you have.
Yeah.
So they've... On lots and lots of transport, it will say Horn OK Please, and it's to do with... some etiquette in terms of overtaking. So if you honk to let them know you're there. And also he said he thinks its origins might be in during the Second World War when there wasn't enough fuel and stuff. But if you honk to either meant, do you need fuel or I need fuel? Or it can mean I'd like to overtake. And then a light will come on saying, yeah, it is okay to overtake. So it's a nod to that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a very good driver. And I don't know when you're supposed to overtake and when you're not supposed to. So if somebody could say to me, now you can.
Yeah.
Rather than going, what the fuck are you doing trying to overtake me here? And then I start crying.
I can't imagine you driving.
I can't either, to be honest. Can you drive, Sarah?
No, I can't. But I once got into a car with Lou Sanders.
Oh, wow.
Never again. I was there. It was one of that was the closest to death I fear I've ever come. Yeah. At one point, whilst driving, she was taking a phone call and changing a CD. And I think, like, putting full eyeliner on.
I've never forgotten it because I thought as I got into the car, I can't imagine you driving. You're so scatty. And then really regretted getting in the car.
Jess is a good driver. I've been in a car with Jess.
You seem like a good driver.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Didn't we go to Norfolk once for a gig?
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you remember? I felt very safe on that journey.
Oh, that's good. Oh, thanks.
Can you drive, Liam?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, no. No, no thank you. No.
Ubers, TFL, that's me.
Thank you to Ubers and TFL. Can I get your thoughts, guys, on this?
That's so nice, isn't it? It's called a dosa.
A dosa.
What is a dosa?
It looked like a bowl of yellow spicy liquid, and then it turned out to be like a pancake mix. And they like swirled it round like you would if you're going to make a crepe. And then they've already like made this lovely filling, and then they tuck that all inside.
So it has like loads of chickpeas in it as well.
Yeah.
I think it might be chickpea flour in the dosa, and then it's lentils, isn't it, in the paste inside. Delicious.
Is that gram? Delicious. Is that gram flour? Is that what gram flour?
Is that what is corn flour? No, I don't know. Is chickpea? Is this really the sort of thing this
now.
Audience?
I feel like I've waded way out of
we
my depth.
You should ask the baker. What's the difference?
Not.
It's not the same.
But I don't know the difference. So, okay. But I know it's not.
Well, one is made out of chickpeas, and one is made out of grams. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my science. Chemistry.
Are these the same, the doses?
GCSE. Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay, great. I don't just
but there's
that
that's called bel puri, and so we can try that too. That's bel different. Puri. I think it's meant to have like crispy bits in it.
Lovely.
Okay, so, I think because we did that kind
when
of thing about
the food, do you
the
say
algorithms.
To them, like, oh, this food is going to be on my famous podcast?
No, because I'm not a prick. but I do say it will be on the podcast, please, may I have a discount.
You do say that?
Yeah, I do, and these guys gave us this for nothing.
Oh.
I know. But I asked you what you thought of it before you knew that, so that you had to be honest.
But also, did he ask for any proof of the podcast?
Well, in my initial email, I do send a link to the podcast, so they know I'm not a complete chancer.
Okay, that's very professional.
That would be a great tip.
I feel like, Pascoe, you're sort of checking my moral integrity at every stage of this.
No, but also, you've got it, so it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm giving the right answers.
No, do you
answers.
Know what? I'm actually
fingers
really fascinated as
true.
A friend in the logistics of how it works.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fuck ton of admin, mate, is what it is, but then it ends in some lovely free food, so...
Has this one got
everyone.
Jackfruit in it?
No, I don't think there's jackfruit involved in any of this.
There's also exciting jackfruit news.
Yes.
So
you know that there's this... Leon have got this Love Burger, which is an amazing vegan burger and so delicious. They're now doing little jackfruit wings... Deep fried with cheese.
There was a noise from the audience. Has an audience eaten a jackfruit wing yet?
I had some yesterday. I had six.
But you want one now, right now.
But I've
probably got about 45 minutes to wait until he can get to the nearest Leon.
I had jackfruit sort of ruined for me because people said to me, taste jackfruit, it's just like flesh.
Oh, no, they shouldn't say that.
It's like chicken. They said it's like chicken. But I just
who
like,
said this? Someone who hasn't had chicken for a long time.
I guess
that's
so.
That's what
like,
happens.
If someone said to me, it's just a really nice vegetable. I could have gone, oh, that's fine. But instead, I tasted it going, this has got the texture of flesh.
Oh.
And that's horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not... Also, what a gross word. Even if you were the most carnivorous carnivore, to be like, what do I fancy? And some flesh.
Yeah.
A bit post-apocalypse, isn't it? And Tom, I wanted to ask you, I read something about your favourite heckle in an interview you did with The Guardian, and that involved a hungry woman...
A what?
A hungry woman in your audience at one time.
Really?
You said your favourite heckle was you were in the middle of a gig and a woman shouted out, we still haven't had our soup.
Oh, that is true. I did a corporate. Yeah, I did a horrible corporate, which was for a council. And they were having like a big, like it was the mayor's dinner or something. And they wanted a comedian to do a bit. But it was very badly organised. And so they were like, they just brought me on in the middle of sort of the beginning of the meal, which is the worst time to do anything except for eat the meal. And everybody in the audience was very impatient. So I started doing my like, and you know when? Have you remembered?
I know that bit. That's
you
one
know,
of my favourite
bits. Yeah, that's one of my most successful bits. And and then someone was like, well, this is all very well, but where's our soup? And you can't really say much more to that. So then I had to sort of get involved with the logistics of serving this... banquet.
Yeah. Oh,
like, I think this table over here hasn't had their soup yet.
And
like, yeah, it's over here. Yeah, we haven't had our soup. We haven't had our
amazing.
Soup yet.
I love it that you're so lovely that you genuinely stopped to be like, okay, right, you're still waiting for soup.
That's quite the opposite. Have you heard the story when Amy Schumer was in Manchester? She's got this beginning routine that she does everywhere, which is about I love this place because you love drinking. So she's in Manchester saying, it's like whatever the arena's called, I love Manchester, came here last night. You guys like to get on it, but you're all really drunk. Give me a cheer if you're really drunk. And it's no one. Because it's a no drinking venue.
Oh.
And they're really angry. But what she does is go, well, I'm going to change the rules. It's my gig. You can drink if you want to. Open the bars. And the staff were like, no.
Oh my.
No, you can't.
So then what happened?
She just had to carry on after, like, the bar staff had the power. Like, no, that's against the rules.
Even Amy Schumer can't do that.
Yeah, at least you got them their soup.
Yeah, Amy.
What's the most interesting, it's especially Liam, because you've done Bake Off and all of that stuff. Like, what's the most, I'd say the best, worst, or just most memorable thing you've ever been given to eat at work in any context? For
at
all
work?
Of
oh. It's weird because I've never actually had like a 9 to 5 like job like right. that. So, work wise, what do you class? Would you classify professionals?
Anyone, what on Bake Off was
yeah, there? That is a job. That is a job.
That is your job.
I don't know. I just scream call times and be like, slap your head occasionally, but that's not. That's
your career.
That's my job. I'll say, actually, do you remember? It's not out yet, mm-hmm. but there's something that comes out next episode of Professionals, yeah. and it was like a vol-au-vent, but it was like a lasagna one.
Oh yeah, it hasn't been out yet.
Lasagna vol-au-vent.
Oh my god,
it was.
It was one of the. I can still taste it
I
now.
I wish the listeners could hear your face.
It was. So,
you went somewhere else then, Liam. Like you properly like checked out into like
eyes.
A. It was a beautiful
no
look.
No spoilers.
Upon his face.
Can I ask for some details about this vol-au-vent?
Yeah.
So when you say lasagna vol-au-vent, was the pasta still in it, or
yeah.
was it pastry?
Yes. Yeah.
Pasta and the pastry.
There's pasta and pastry in it. So it was like a pastry.
It sounds so northern.
It was like a pastry outer case, and then like it had like a lasagna sheet in the middle. And like you had like was it the white sauce?
Bechamel.
And like mincemeat and cheese and stuff.
Right. How fucking big was this thing?
It was
big.
Big.
This was kind of serious, but it was like a
like a Big Mac.
A vagina just before the baby comes out is what I'm having.
Pretty much.
Big Mac.
It's dilated, they call it. It was a dilated vol-au-vent.
Is that what a vol-au-vent is modelled on?
Yes.
That's really ruined.
Pagan pastry pagan worship of the female genitalia. Yeah.
Wow, that's why it's vol-au-vent. It's actually vulva. Vulva or vent.
That's actually the Druid word.
Wow.
So some food facts.
That's really ruined a lot of Christmas buffets for people. or improved them
for others, yeah. Oh god, more real science and facts coming out on this podcast. Have you ever had to eat anything as part of any like acting or anything?
I was on a sitcom and it was after I'd become a vegan and they'd made 5 big cakes and Will Adamsdale had to push my head into the cake at the end of the scene. So they do that thing, you do the scene lots of times where you like mime it, your head gets very near. And they said, we've only got 5 of these big chocolate cakes and I'm so sorry, Sarah, they're not vegan cakes. We're so sorry. But
is just a vegan allowed to smash their face into a non-vegan cake? Mouth closed.
Exactly, you're at work.
Some might go in a nostril.
No, but this is the thing. So the first take when my head went in, I just had this huge smell of delicious, delicious cake. And it's like just before lunchtime. And then by the third time, I was gulping it in. I was going in and going, oh! And nobody knew.
I love the idea that you thought you might have been hiding that.
Yeah. I was like, I think we should do another one.
I just felt shit in that one. I'm so sorry.
I just remembered what the cake said. It said, congratulations, you're a lesbian.
Go back and look up that scene.
Yeah.
And watch the take that they used. Tom, apart from that lasagna vol-au-vent, was that your most memorable thing of eating at work?
On Extra Slice, I tried some interesting things. Please don't make that noise, Liam, when I just say Extra Slice. There were like a lot of like sort of interestingly modelled cakes, like ones that would look like a pizza or one that would look like a burger.
And what does that do, like, aesthetically? Because it isn't, like, a lot of enjoying eating the looking of it, at it. And if you're looking at something that looks really realistically...
like a pizza.
Like something it's not.
Well, when you get up close, you realise it looks quite a lot like icing sugar.
Oh, fine.
And so fondant. You just go...
Oh, yeah,
fondant, sorry.
There's a cafe in Leicester Square where they do ice cream in the shape of things.
Oh! What did you... No, not a vulva again, Sarah!
It's mainly, like... Well, actually, they do, like, spaghetti, where they put the ice cream through a machine.
Oh, yeah.
But mainly it's fried eggs, which is just ice cream with an apricot, like half a peach in it.
Oh, that's nice.
Didn't you go to Japan and there was a lot of that?
What was there?
In Japan there's an awful lot of, like...
Maybe they were.
To look like food that isn't food.
But also, I do think it's exciting. Like, do you remember when we were little and then there was that tab which tasted like Coke by a see-through?
See-through, yes!
What's this?
Oh, you never
Liam
got sick
is, of Liam is young.
Like,
by the way, we should expect... Like, Liam is young.
Yeah.
Sorry, 97. Liam.
He doesn't remember this golden era.
To
you haven't lived.
Sarah, tell Liam what it was.
So it's a can... and you want to pour it out, really, so you can see, and then it's completely see-through. So it looks like lemonade or water, but when you taste it, it tastes exactly the same.
Oh, my fuck.
But you can't believe it. You can't believe your taste buds, and then you can't believe your eyes. You keep looking back, going, but what? How?
I'd completely forgotten that existed.
Everything you believe in is wrong.
Liam, this won't mean anything to you, but it was around the same sort of time that we all got a T-shirt that would change colour when you sweated.
Oh, my God. We did it on purpose, Liam. We'd get T-shirts as soon as we got sweaty.
Comet Relief started it, really, I think. Yeah. They had the nose on the front, and that would go yellow or red, and then we all just got whole T-shirts of just fucking blue armpits on a red T-shirt.
It was so good, Liam.
It was amazing.
Wait, hypercolour. No! I did a job yesterday, and they were checking what Generation Z knew about a millennial culture, and no one knew who J.R. Hartley was.
Oh, no!
I know, it's really nostalgic.
Yellow Pages. Okay, Yellow Pages was...
I know Yellow Pages.
J.R. Hartley was a vulva.
Yeah. Oh, they did the opposite. They asked Romesh's mum what she thought Dua Lipa was. And she said a frog. She said a frog who jumps twice.
We're getting so many little sneak peeks into telly that hasn't been on yet. I bloody love it.
I don't know what Dua Lipa is.
A singer.
What is it?
Singer. It's a pop singer. Tom.
Okay, I thought it was a food.
You don't know who Dua Lipa is?
What's Dua Lipa's song?
Do you know Swan Song? That's a banger.
Oh, I wrote a song this morning.
Oh, you'll
like this. This is a food podcast. I've rewritten a song. It's a song by Ariana Grande, I think. And I've changed it. So it's like, thank you, hens. Thank you, hens. Thank you, hens. I'm so fucking grateful for my eggs.
Oh!
And people who have eggs can sing it to them.
Got a round of applause
not
for that.
Not from
quite
everyone.
A weedy one, yeah.
About five people felt sorry for me. I really like it.
Do you think it's okay to eat eggs if you do a little thank you song before each one, especially if you're looking at the hen?
I think if it's thank a hen you, that you know and it hens. Has a nice life, then that's actually a perfect situation to eat eggs. Because they just lay them unless they're...
They can't help
if
it.
If they haven't had sex, they're not fertilised.
Yeah.
These lonely, sexless hens would be grateful.
Oh, well, someone's eaten it,
yeah.
Yeah.
And for the music, probably.
They'd be dancing the eggs out to the great, great tunes. I want to know... Fucking hell. It's already my favourite ever episode. Pascoe, you've turned all your ex-boyfriends vegan, really all of them.
Actually, yeah.
Genuinely?
Pretty much everyone I've had sex with is now vegan. But never when I'm with them, always afterwards. And I find it annoying, actually.
Yeah.
Like, they copied me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of the most recent ones are still, they kind of text me. Like, oh, have you tried this? You tried this vegan thing? Where the fuck were you 8 years ago? Sitting there having bacon sandwiches. Making me cry.
All right, so I want to know, what's the most futuristic thing you reckon you've ever eaten?
Oh, do you remember there was that time when if you had, like, a friend who was from a well-off family, they'd go to America, like the Epcot Center, and they'd come back with space food, like ice cream. Oh, that was powdered ice cream.
No,
powdered, I never had it.
It was like, my friend Matthew... Is he it? No, when I was a child, I think they went and they came back with space astronaut ice cream.
And is it true this is what the astronauts have, or is it just pretend for children?
Well, you can never verify that when you're nine.
Chocolate cigarettes.
And those chocolate cigarettes, did you say?
Yeah,
I remember.
Is that what astronauts smoke?
Yeah, it's what astronauts have to smoke.
Yeah, what do they smoke up there?
My parents bought me them when I was about 4 or 5. I had very 80s level attentive parents.
I remember sat
in the back of the car and like a family in the car nearby in traffic staring like aghast. It looked like I was smoking a fag. Just puffing away on my chocolate cig.
Delicious.
That's the opposite of futuristic.
So that was the most... Because it was sort of... It tasted of kind of chewy powder with a bit of sweetener in it.
Oh, really? So it wasn't full of flavours. It wasn't like pretending to be a chewing gum version of a meal.
No, that's Willy Wonka.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you chew it and the food goes down your throat in Willy Wonka.
Oh.
Yeah, and then you lick the wallpaper and it tastes like a roast dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a bit terrified if that's the future of food.
In Hustler, because you know, so all the porn magazines were trying to be like grosser and grosser. You weren't even born, mate.
I don't watch porn.
This isn't.
It's magazines.
It's a magazine. It's
Liam. What a magazine
I don't read
is.
Porn magazines.
It's hard copies.
Literally.
They were trying to be more and more explicit than each other, and the laws were kind of changing in terms of censorship. So it was like, you know, genital shots and close-up genitals, and then all kind of different sexual practices. And then
Olivance.
Hustler, Larry Flint, Olivance, right in your face. And then Hustler decided that the new thing was going to be scratch and sniff. Scratch and sniff, centerfold. What's so interesting about that in the 80s is that they thought that was going to be the future. Like, they had no idea. Like, it sounds like something so old-fashioned.
Yeah, horrific. Oh, God. I hope it was just perfume and shit. And not shit. No.
Jess, you're getting a lot about what you're into there.
Liam, what do you reckon the most futuristic thing you've ever eaten is?
Futuristic food. Oh, God.
I mean, if you... Like jackfruit and stuff like that.
It does not. I mean, aren't these just things like reinvented? So yeah. It's not necessarily futuristic. Mm. I don't know. I just eat food and like, charcoal.
Charcoal.
See,
charcoal. Because a lot of people put like activated charcoal in food now. So yeah. I made like this donut the other day. So I wanted it to look like a bomb. Sounds a bit suspect, but it's, and so I put activated charcoal in it. And I put like a sparkle on top, so it looks like one of those cartoon bombs. It
was nice. Pretty
bad. Yeah, it was really good.
But what did it taste of? Can you taste the charcoal? Because it's interesting flavour.
If you put too much charcoal in it, it can get very like bit bitsy. But no, it's really good because I had like a fruit compote in there as well.
Have you ever had like an activated charcoal croissant or something?
I've had
it's Jess.
Imagine saying this to our grandparents.
Activated charcoal. You can get it with ice cream as well.
I've had like an activated charcoal shot, like from Pret.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice though.
And I liked it, but also it's like, and it is licking a fire. It's like licking fire dust. And it's apparently quite dubious the health benefits.
Yeah, but sometimes things are just fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like with Tab, it's a different colour. The pizza bases they do at Planet Organic, they've got charcoal ones.
That's very exciting. Yeah. I've always enjoyed tricolore pasta for reason
think it's
than
the best
interesting.
Pasta.
It's the best pasta, isn't it? But you would have to literally have the tongue of a newborn to discern a different flavour from a different colour of tricolore pasta.
It's like with Smarties, isn't it? That the colours of them make you think you can taste it different, but only orange actually tastes like oranges.
I've never. Have some other people been thinking the green one's a bit apple-y? And
no, you feel like psychologically it should be.
Fascinating.
Also, I'm really fascinated by the idea of the tongue of a newborn. It does sound very like we're doing a spell.
I made it sound disgusting.
They've got incredible palates. They're incredible wine drinkers.
Is that what I was going to say?
Very
these newborn,
good. They would discern the flavour.
The youngest
newborn,
sommelier
to speak
in France,
to the newborns
5 days old.
About,
five
yeah.
days old.
What do you think of that pasta?
How soon can I try a brownie?
Get involved.
Am I allowed to try all of the brownies?
Yes, try all of the brownies, please. Everyone else?
Wow,
can
that
I pass you anything?
A lot of them.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. That's that one. What about you, Pasco? Anything particularly futuristic?
I think maybe the same kind of thing that Liam's talking about. Maybe all of the alternatives. So I've been vegan for over 10 years, and in that time, because of how amazing capitalism is, there's all of these things now that just didn't used to exist, and it is incredible. That
it
used to be that like vegan ice cream was always quite good.
Yeah, okay.
But now it's insanely good.
Yeah. What's your faves?
Ben and Jerry's is bad, isn't it?
No, I don't think that's
also
bad.
Also, because you can get it everywhere.
The
vegan
peanut
Magnums.
Butter and cookie dough. The peanut butter and Oreo, is it? It all in one ice cream.
Yeah.
Do you like
fudge
this?
Fudge brownie one.
I really like this.
Liam,
uh-oh.
Sure.
Liam the baker.
Oh, no.
I bet it needs gluten.
Quite a lot of brownies are gluten-free, though, aren't they?
What's that?
Quite a lot of brownies seem to be gluten-free.
Don't think so.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
I think it's much easier to tell if something's gluten-free than if it's vegan. But this, I love, is really gooey.
Is there dates in there?
Probably.
I bet there is.
There's dates in everything.
There is dates in everything
dates.
Vegan, yeah.
I'll try this.
Like a label bar. Aren't they mainly dates?
Mm. get in there.
It's hard if you're an actual baker who eats cakes all the time.
Yeah, I know. This must be very hard. I feel bad for this lovely lady at Simply Cake.
Liam, I sense that you didn't enjoy that one. We sort of glossed over that.
I love this. I think the roasted peanuts on top, the whole roasted peanuts.
And actually,
and how gooey it is.
It does taste like they've got gluten in them.
I think they're delicious. What are you trying there, a millionaire one?
Millionaire, I love it.
And wasn't it your millionaire that got you your first Paul Hollywood handshake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
I love that. Sarah Millican had that amazing joke about Kate Moss saying that nothing tastes as good as skinny feels, and she was like, she hasn't had millionaire shortbread.
When you were talking about the space food, it reminded me of Josie Long's brilliant joke, which used to do that old lady in Nawawa.
Yeah.
And she said, sometimes we'd run out of powdered egg and we'd have to make do with a real egg.
Brilliant.
I think these are really yummy.
That one's fire. This one's really good.
Is it?
Oh, nice.
Mm. The shortbread looks
kind of a bit.
Tom, you're on the wrong end of the table.
Sorry, no. Oh, no, I don't. That's your bit.
I want the whole one.
You don't want the whole one?
Mm.
Oh, sorry. I'm okay. Just
Jess, what is your most futuristic food?
So I did one. My guest really wanted to talk specifically about post-apocalyptic future and the future of protein, etc. So he bought Twinkies because in films they're always talked about as being they'll never go off, they're indestructible.
Oh,
but
they?
They have beef in, for fuck's sake.
Well, like gelatin. Beef gelatin.
Oh, oh. Not like slices of beef.
He left the whole box behind, and I gave a Twinkie to my 3.5-year-old kid, and his personality changed for an hour. So yeah,
in a good way.
No, not a good way. Very violent. Very, very violent. Yeah, he goes like his complexion changes, and he if left unchecked, he would kill. In that mode, like he's like, it's like a Hulk, child, and milk chocolate does that to him, and now Twinkies. So, but Twinkies are easier to avoid than milk chocolate. Do you think I'm a bad parent? My response to his like reaction to those foods, Twinkies not so much, but with chocolate, I'm like, you are not going your whole life not having chocolate. I'm going to microdose you sane, rather than abstain. I want him to have tiny little amounts until he can not be a
psychopath. Yeah, just like Jaffa
cakes
and stuff.
Yeah,
because that's not even real chocolate.
Is
this billionaire shortbread's amazing. No, it's like an imposter.
Right. Is Kit Kat, a Kit Kat's a bit like that?
They've got chocolate in them.
Yeah.
Oh.
The coating.
Okay.
But the futuristic things we ate on it were grasshoppers and crickets from a company that are selling them as food. And it was horrific.
Yeah.
But I think, because if you read the stats on how little planet is required to make enormous amounts of protein of them, then that has to be the future. But I don't think we'll be nibbling it like om nom, pick its wings off.
If you did
it, will be ground up and put in stuff like that.
They always say they're like, oh, we could feed this many people with these crickets and grasshoppers, but what they don't mention is all of those people would rather be dead than eating ants and
genuinely
spiders.
Like, I put like all this spice on and roasted some of them in soy and stuff like that, and I'm pretty open-minded. There's not much that I don't like, but all that episode confirmed to me is apocalypse is coming. I want to be off in the first wave.
Yeah, I'll definitely. Also, I think you should keep some of those insects for your son. So if he's being naughty after chocolate, you can just like make him eat a grasshopper, and then I think he'll behave.
Am I a bad parent?
Is the way to do it to go like, no, you're not going to have any grasshoppers. No, that's a special treat.
You genuinely just reminded me, I gave him one to try and he was like, it's nice.
Yeah, no more, only at Christmas. And then by the time he gets to five, like, more grasshoppers, please.
I'll be eating them fresh from the garden.
See?
He's so, like, yesterday he just licked an onion and then was really upset. But he'll give
crying,
anything
I imagine.
Whirl.
Was he crying?
No, look, just really like, oh, can I have a drink? Can I have another drink? And then like 4 drinks later, he's like, I'm fine again now.
Wow.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ever had a time in your life where you ate the same thing every day for any reason whatsoever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Childhood.
Right.
Yeah, but like not in a great way, but my mum had three children by herself and was at work all day, so we all just ate the same thing. I ate biscuits, Christina ate microwave chicken curries, and Cheryl ate cheese and tomato pizzas.
Every day?
Every day.
For your whole childhood?
And also we bought our own dinner, it was dinner money, so we had to spend it on what we wanted.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And that was what you wanted?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We were all fine.
Yeah.
You told me an amazing thing once. Would you share that about your mum? Because your mum was like working full time.
Oh, freezing all the sandwiches.
Yeah.
When we were younger, yeah, my mum used to make all of the sandwiches on a Sunday night for all three of us for the week and put them in the freezer, which I don't think is that uncommon a thing, but it did mean that sometimes you had to sit on your sandwiches at lunchtime to defrost them if they were still a bit frozen in the middle.
That's. Do you know that Aisling B has exactly the same thing?
Does she?
Yeah.
Maybe
frozen
it's an Irish
sandwiches.
Mum thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very practical.
Very practical. Genius, really. Liam, ever eaten the same thing every day for a bit?
There was a period in my life where I had egg whites boiled. And
boiled?
Yeah, yeah. I went through like this health fitness thing. And and cottage cheese for like a month.
Oh, what, just that?
Oh,
you could have been a woman in the 80s.
But
you could have been doing calinetics.
But literally, like, because I had it for breakfast like every day. My farts.
Oh. Can you just talk me through the logistics? Like, how do you boil an egg white? You just separate it and then tip it in water?
No. You just put it.
Oh, you boil the whole thing and then throw the yolk away.
Yeah, yeah. I hate boiled egg yolk. Boiled egg yolk is disgusting.
That's the best bit.
That's the best bit if it's runny.
It's a bit powdered. No. So I boil it until it's like hard boiled.
Right. Not when it goes that's green.
No. Not that level. Take out the yolk and just have like the egg white and like the cottage cheese. So I had that for like a month.
Oh, so did you just put the cottage cheese in with the yolk?
In the hole.
It still sounds disgusting.
That's and hardcore.
Flavoured with anything?
Maybe a bit of salt and pepper.
But a lot
I don't
of
do
salt
it anymore
pepper,
yeah, because like farts and that, so I don't.
Yeah. That and the taste of all other food.
Pretty much.
That must have been the most bland.
It was so dead. Like, but I don't know why I did it. Do you know what it was? I saw, like, this advertisement. I went through this phase of watching loads of, like, fitness documentaries and, eat this, like, the protein and stuff. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it for a whole month. I'm not going to do it again. No. I've got a cottage cheese in my house now, actually.
Yeah.
Haven't opened it. Okay. I bought it, like, 2 months ago, so it's...
If you just... Yeah, every time you open the fridge, do you feel a little bit triggered?
Oh.
On the fart front. I think, remember the fart month.
I just go for the cheddar instead now, or like the feta cheese and stuff. So
fair dues.
You know what used to be amazing was when you wouldn't like this because you don't like the yolk, but what they used to do at parties is the boiled egg, you take all of the yolks out, mash them up with mayonnaise and a bit of paprika, put them back inside.
In a swirl.
And then you eat
yeah.
it. Yeah, they were,
that is
they were
isn't
amazing.
That a deviled
was
egg?
That called curried
deviled
egg?
Deviled egg. Naughty
yeah. eggs.
Naughty eggs. That can go next to vulva lasagna. Tom, ever eaten the same thing every day for a bit?
I'm sure I must have done. I think when I was at school, I was quite a fussy eater when I was a child.
And for some reason, I was so sure then you were going to go, prison.
I had a lot of porridge at one point in my life when I was in prison.
Sorry, at school?
At school, which is a form of prison.
Yeah.
And,
it is.
I felt very... at primary school, actually, I felt always very self-conscious. I didn't really enjoy primary school at all. Mm. And I always felt very self-conscious about eating, actually. And the only thing I'd eat would be ham sandwiches. So I had ham sandwiches.
Also, do you remember being told you had to finish something in school dinners? Like being sick, being forced to eat cold baked beans.
I never liked baked beans. No. As a child, I never liked any kind of sauce because I didn't know what was in it. Very fussy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Very untrusting.
Do you like sauce now?
Yeah, dry everything, really.
No ketchup.
No, hated it. Yeah, even now I don't like it.
But you don't like ketchup now?
No,
even now. You don't like ketchup?
Even now, no.
When did you last try it?
When I was about 9.
Okay. Has anyone got any ketchup on them? Always willing to run down to Sainsbury's.
You've got ketchup on you.
We're going to put it on a brownie.
Oh, wow.
Is it like a little sachet?
Tom, would you be prepared to try as an adult?
The thing I don't like about it is it's so...
It's so sugary. Is it sugary? It's delicious.
Do you like vinegar? Do you like tangy things? Thank you so much.
We're going to have it. It's obviously poisoned.
Should we have it with some brownies?
Try it on. Some brownies. I mean, that's silly, isn't it?
It just reminds. Do you know what it reminds me of as well? Is
it's from Burger King as well.
If you want a vegan nugget, you're being offered a vegan nugget to try it.
A vegan nugget?
Bring it.
Yes, there you go.
Wait, how many do you have?
Why is it in a bag?
Stop being so suspicious, Tom. Just put it in your mouth.
Wait, is this your lunch?
This is what she does. She turns up at places killing people with their nuggets.
Snack.
This audience for this are amazing.
Who has a bag of ketchup and
they're like, this is so
they're not cold, they're like lukewarm. So like a lukewarm
nugget. Sitting on the defrosting
now. Yeah, waiting.
We're eating an audience's nuggets. Vegan nuggets.
But this is about Tom trying the ketchup.
Sorry, I got hungry.
No, this is fine.
You try one of the
try it.
Go on, Tom.
Please don't try the ketchup.
One stage at a time.
He's not going to eat a nugget, is he? That was quite a face. Okay.
The thing I don't... It's a bit like the jackfruit thing. I have lots of friends who are vegan, Sarah included.
No, he can't even look at the ketchup getting squeezed out. Maybe suckle it from the packet.
And I don't like the idea of substitutes. I don't like the idea of like a substitute.
I know.
Like somebody going like, it's just like a sausage.
Yeah,
I'm not having it with a chicken nugget. I'll dip my finger in the ketchup, but I won't like it.
Just dip your finger in it.
Oh, look, it's gone for the little finger.
No, that's all you should do. God.
Yep, that's fine.
Taste it. Yeah, very good.
Okay.
It's nice.
How do you feel?
It's not a horrible thing.
There we go.
It reminds me of, as a child, I would often be relegated to some sort of horrific children's table while eating. And I always found it really... Like, the children, they would make a mess. They wouldn't eat with their mouths closed.
I can imagine you, like, wearing exactly what you're wearing now, but being fired.
To be honest...
On a children's table, it's so unfair.
Just a suited child.
With a little handkerchief moving out. A little bowler hat.
That was literally true. The other children would always make a mess, and they'd always have, like, ketchup all over the place. And I think it just reminds you of like messy eating, and I don't like messy eating.
Yeah, and that sort of this is children's food.
Food, and whereas I would always be like, can't I have a coq au vin?
So what was food like at home when you were a kid?
A mixture. Like my mum is, she's always maintained she's not a very good cook, but she's actually a good cook, but she just doesn't, I don't think she doesn't really enjoy it. So we'd have things like shepherd's pie, which is my worst.
So saucy, isn't it? It's really wet in there.
And then sometimes my mum would be like, I've done a special one where I put curried baked beans in it.
And you don't like ketchup?
I don't like ketchup. I don't like baked beans. I don't like mince.
What a terrible
like,
woman.
On its own, mince.
What a terrible
mashed
woman.
Mashed potato. I don't like mashed potato.
Oh, and you're her son, and she knows that. And yeah, that is what she made for dinner.
Yeah, I only like the burnt cheese on top.
Oh, burnt cheese on top of anything. Yeah. What's that one like? What's that brownie like, SP?
They're all incredible. I think this one might be my favourite, the one in the corner. Try this one over there. It's got biscuit bits in it.
But just say, I do feel like I've been a bit unfair to my mum there. I feel like I should just say, my mum is a good cook. But I think there was a time when I was like, no. Yeah. Like my...
Does your mum make quite homely meals?
She did sometimes, but I was just never into anything... Like just mince.
So, but so you bad. Love food now, and you love eating now. You love cooking. So, when did that shift happen then? Do you reckon?
Basically, when gradual? I realised that I liked what I liked was fancy food. And I like the sort of lifestyle that goes with like Nigel Slatering it up.
Yeah.
Where you like take all day to chop an onion and choose a tomato. That, and like put it in your special Le Creuset, which I now have because I'm a grown up, even though I still live with my mum and dad. And they've commandeered that Le Creuset and they use it as a bread bin. Anyway, that's
sacrilege.
Sacrilege, thank you.
The more I hear about these people, the less I like them.
Come round, Sarah, come round. But yeah, things like that. I basically changed when I suddenly got into like the lifestyle.
Fancy pants food.
Liam,
what was eating like growing up for you?
Oh, I was so sick. Because like my nan is like a really good cook. So she would cook like from Mondays to Thursdays, Friday off, so that's takeaway day. Saturday, it would be like Saturday soup, and then Sunday dinner. So
nice.
Growing up, because I used to go primary school near to my nan's, so she'll pick me up if I don't go after school club. And then I sound so bloody young. Oh my
yeah.
God.
That's and great. The thing is, that was only last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be. And then my mom is a really good cook as well. My sister's a really good cook. Everyone in my family is a really good cook.
You're all into it.
Well, saying that, hopefully no one's here from my dad's side or my family. But my dad's side, I do prefer my mom's side in terms
cooking
of food.
Cooking-wise?
Yeah.
Or just as people?
Who do you love the
that's
most?
That's for another podcast. Who do I love
who
the most?
Who do you love the most?
Equal. But no, like, everyone in my family literally, like, Massive cooks. So
brilliant.
It's been tasty.
I like the idea of Saturday soups.
Yeah, so it has like dumplings, like sweet potato.
Was it usually the same soup?
Yeah, or so it would be between two. So it's like a traditional Saturday, like Caribbean Jamaican soup, or like a red kidney bean soup. Fire.
Hot, spicy.
No, not really.
No.
Like, hint at it, but it's not like a massive, like, oh, it's mad spicy. But it's so good. So good.
Lush.
Fat ball.
Yes, please. Okay. Yes. 5-second rule, yes or no?
What? How long you can drop something for?
Yeah, I think what the question really means is, what's the grottiest thing you've ever eaten?
Oh, I got the...
Yeah?
Okay. His story is disgusting.
Okay. Yes,
okay,
please.
Go.
You've got to tell that story.
I was in primary school, like...
Which was last week.
Last week. So when I was in primary school, I was a bit of a hungry kid, yeah. So at the end of lunch, I don't know why I'm saying this story. So at the end of lunch, yeah, the dinner ladies, like, sweep up all, like, the rubbish in the middle of the hall, right? Like, you know, like, things that are dropped on the floor and shit?
Yeah. I'm down with this.
Yeah, so... My teacher at the time, she asked me to collect something from the office. And you have to go through the hall to go to the office, right? So I'm walking. I see like this. It was Friday as well. So I see like this golden fish figure, yeah? Just like a butt. Wait.
I see this
golden fish figure just like in the dust, like. So I've eyed it up. I was like, okay, cool. I know it is sound. So I've done what I had to do for my teacher. Gone back now. Made sure the dinner ladies weren't there. Walking, so it's like diagonal. Walking. Picked it up. I even chew it. I went. I just walked off. So normally you're meant to have like 1 to 3. That's your selection in terms of how many fish fingers you can have at lunch.
Right.
But I had 4.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's a great day. I feel like that sounds like a great day kind of story. A real victory.
It started off that you were going to say about something gross that you ate, and then it seemed like that was the best thing you've ever eaten.
I was so hungry that day, and like I really wanted 4 fish fingers. So I just thought, fuck it. Like, why not?
Also, what psychopath is going, I'll have 1, please.
Oh, that is true.
Someone
who's just like, oh no, I'm cutting down.
Yeah. Some primary school kid going, oh, I'm ever so sorry, it's 1 fish finger Monday.
Yeah, I'm on the 5-2.
Oh, God. So heartbreaking. That's futuristic.
Did it not taste of dust?
No, because I just like, swallowed it whole in it, so I didn't have time to.
Who swallows a fish finger whole? He's downed it like a snake.
Literally. And it was only because I was so worried about like the dinner ladies coming out of the kitchen and like catching me. Do you know what I mean? So
I used to be a waitress in a hotel our host is saying that, isn't it? When I was a teenager, and I've told this story before on the podcast, but you've reminded me of one of the... I used to, as I was carrying people's half-finished food back, before I... There was a tiny bit of door, like, alleyway before I had to hand it to whoever's washing up. Mm. And I would just be like... and you would, you just have to... And it was such amazing food, but you would have to pop it in whole because you were being so fucking quick about it. It's I remember once getting a whole roast potato, like... Not so that I was choking, but I could feel that it was in my throat for the next sort of 10 minutes. Because once it's in there, you can't chew really then, can you? You just have to sort of like twitch.
Unless you're a heron.
Yeah, I wasn't saving it to feed a future child back at the nest.
Oh, gosh. I used to do that as well, always eating in. Because you get really hungry as well. Yeah.
The chef caught me once and screamed at me, really angry. Like, people could have coughed on that, they could have sneezed on that. And I thought, I couldn't give a fuck, mate.
Yeah.
Free chips. Choice.
Free chips.
When I did food technology GCSE.
Oh, hello.
Did you do that 10 times? Was that all of your GCSEs?
All my GCSEs was just food technology. Just different variations. I got very obsessed with like ordering my parents' fridge so that it was like a professional fridge. You know, where you're supposed to have like, it's supposed to be 5 degrees or lower, and you have raw meat on the bottom shelf, and then you have cooked meat, and then you have dairy or something. I ordered their fridge, and then my dad saw me doing it once and went, I don't know why you worry about doing that. I mean, when you was a baby, you used to sit in the garden and eat mud.
I like the idea that even when you were sat in the garden as a baby eating mud, you had a suit on.
Yeah. Also, I like the idea that he's saying that like that was your fault rather than bad parenting. What's that baby eating mud in the garden?
Oh, yeah, it's ours.
Ah, it's crazy.
Have you ever eaten anything grotty like that, SP?
Yeah, I don't mind gross stuff.
No, me neither.
No. I don't. Also, I've really never been ill. And I don't think I ever will be.
From food? Or Jesus from Christ, anything. That's a bold statement.
No, I just think I'm incredibly strong, robust. And also, it is because I grew up in a very dirty house.
Yeah.
Like that thing about not washing anything, and then you have very strong children.
Yeah.
Christina's got diabetes. I don't think that's because we had a dirty house. That's genetic. But otherwise, very healthy.
Brilliant.
I think that's true, though, isn't it? What's this? It's like eating just a bit of... filth, a fish finger from the broom.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. It's how you grow your antibodies.
Those people who don't like have to use hand sanitizers when they've been on tube and stuff. I'm like, guzzle it all down.
Yeah. Lick the bars, lick the seats.
I do feel like I need to, on that note, confess that I have washed my hands before doing the podcast because I put my hand in bird shit. On my way here.
Yeah. Oh, can I tell you my bird shit story then, talking about, because I accidentally ate some, because...
accidentally.
No, I did. I got off the tube, and there was this white stuff on my bag, and it's happened to me before. I thought someone had jizzed on my bag. When I was a school girl, it hasn't happened to me since I wore school uniform, but there was a man I used to hide in the in Romford. There were two different flashers, one in the park, and one who waited near the library, the subway underneath, and he's the one who tried and jizz on you. So, if you saw him, you had to run past, or could you get it on your school skirt or your bag?
So I thought
someone on the busy tube has ejaculated on my bag.
No.
I know. So I put a tiny little bit on my finger to smell it, to find out, because I honestly couldn't believe this has happened. And then I just wanted to know what it was. It didn't seem like it was jizz, so I thought it must be toothpaste. It's toothpaste. What I've done is I've been brushing my teeth for a left, and I've just dropped toothpaste down myself, and I put it in my mouth, and it was there was a worm in it.
Not in the bit
I put in my mouth, but the bit of the white bit, and then I realised it's bird poo. But actually, it doesn't taste that bad. And dirty house, live to tell the tale. Completely healthy.
Completely healthy.
Have you ever seen a picture of food and it's changed your mood?
That's a deep question.
That's food you don't know.
Yeah, I suppose I should just say, has the aesthetic of food ever changed your mood?
I feel like
I think it's more the other way around, where in, quite often, especially in fast food restaurants, they have professional photographers and it's not real food, it's models. There's people who are professional food modellers and so they'll be like, oh, this is what a Big Mac looks like.
And they're body-shaming real food.
They are. And people are then disappointed at their reality.
I met somebody who did that once and they said roast chickens are raw chickens that are covered in fairy liquid and Marmite.
Ah, lovely. That's right.
So it gives it that shiny... Because if you used a real roast chicken, it sort of shrivels up and actually... I mean, it's if you like eating chicken, which vegans don't, I know. But it doesn't... But it doesn't look as you imagine you like...
Yeah. There's a lot of oil gets basted on stuff. Yeah. I spoke to a food stylist and she said it's not as bad as like the horror shows most of the time, because most of the time it's on things where people will have to eat it eventually, but she gets lots of oil gets slicked on things and it's all about height and photos taken from above to make things look bigger and shit like that. There's a lot of bullshit.
It's the same, isn't it? They take it from above. It's exactly the same.
Loads of oil as well.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Lots of oil. You've worked with food stylists a lot.
Yeah, because, like, so on my books, like, I don't make the food. So I make it at home.
Don't tell me that.
No, so
yeah,
I can't...
But the food for the photograph, of course you don't.
Yeah, so for books, like, food stylists actually make it look super pretty, so they make things just look extra, like, buff and just, like, just more sourced than you actually need and stuff like that, so... Yeah.
But that is sad, because if you're buying it to think, oh, I'm going to make that thing, then every single person who cooks at home is going to feel that they've failed in some way, because it doesn't look like the picture.
But that's the thing, though, because that's the massive thing about cheesecake as well, because, you know, everyone's cheesecake cracks.
Didn't know that.
How good you are of a baker, your cheesecake will crack.
Right.
Yeah? So there was, like, this discussion about a recipe recently, and I was just like, let's just put it at the bottom. If your cheesecake cracks, it's not the end of the world. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, it's been... We've been told to have a perfect cheesecake all the time as bakers, do you know what I mean? But a crack is fine. It tastes the same. And I might even put a cracked cheesecake in my book next. So,
It's so funny to sit inside, like, someone who's baking is being watched with that much precision that's the shit that's going to give you anxiety. It's like,
oh, no.
It's fine if there's a crack in the cheesecake. It feels to me the same thing as comedians have is when you're doing a stand-up gig, if there's one person who fucking hates it, you cannot not stare at that one person who hates you, even if the whole rest of the room are laughing. It feels like that.
And you feel like, why did you come, Dad? You knew you weren't going to enjoy it. Ruined it for everyone, haven't you?
Have you ever used something you were feeding someone to convey a message to them? I've tried to reword that question so many ways so it doesn't sound like filth, but the answer can be filth.
So you mean so if like someone was going to propose to somebody, you might make them a special meal?
Yeah, or something for an enemy.
An enemy? You don't cook for enemies. Don't. If your enemy tries to give you food, don't eat it.
You haven't been in relationships for as long as I have.
Also, that's what I feel about these vegan nuggets. Like, they're sitting in the darkness over there. I can't see who they are.
That was an act of generosity, not your enemy. That was your friend.
Is there a difference in this terrifying world?
Did you know that millennials are much more distrustful than any other generation?
Why?
They think it's because they've been let down so many times by politics.
Stories.
And things. Yeah, been lied to. So Generation Z apparently are trusting a normal amount again, and baby boomers trust a certain amount, but millennials don't, apparently.
Wow. Am I a millennial?
Yeah, I'm a millennial, and I shouldn't be.
I'm a millennial?
I
thought I was a bit...
1980 is the beginning of millennials.
Is it?
Yeah, which is stupid, isn't it? Because actually, we're not...
I'm a millennial by 3 years, then. Yeah.
It's the idea that you were coming of age when the millennium...
Yeah, the idea is that you grew up with the internet, which isn't true, because...
No, I didn't. But maybe that's why I still trust people.
You grew up with your parents, Eating mud.
Eating mud and shepherd's pie.
Passing you chocolate cigarettes in the back of the car. Keep quiet.
No internet.
Keep nearby drivers terrified. Did anybody in the audience bring any snacks apart from those amazing vegan nuggets that they want to show off? What did you have? You bought them all? Chocolate Rice Krispie things. Yes, very nice. Very nice. Have they stayed firm or are they good? Great, I'm happy for you. Or M&S or... Yeah, you're living your best life.
Yeah, there you are.
Anyone else got
it's
any
really
gloating they need to get out?
Says.
Yeah. Buns. Oh, God, you've bought vegan buns. And these are the ones on Instagram. They're dry as shit. Great sales pitch. What flavour? What are they?
Cardamom and ginger and chocolate.
Cardamom and ginger and chocolate. Yes, can we have them? We're very trusting, even though Generation X and millennial trusting. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Wow.
And you made
thank
these.
You.
They look amazing. Can I have that one? Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I really loved all of the brownies. I hope you didn't think I was
going to
talk about the brownies.
The brownies are amazing.
Oh, fine.
The flavours are incredible. Fine. They're not dry ketchup. As fuck. No, they're not. They're not dry as fuck. I can still talk. They're not dry as... I mean, well...
I've had drier things.
Yeah.
I'd but say flavors it's they're as dry as a nugget. But if you really like nuggets, that's perfect.
Mm. Yeah. Hats off. Thank you very much.
That's nice.
Cinnamon is just such a nice flavour. Cinnamon is such a nice flavour.
And it helps you digest sugar as well. Keeps your blood sugars low.
Does it? Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Is that true, Sarah?
Yeah, they give it to type 2 diabetics. Oh. If you have it with sugary things, it's the perfect time to eat it.
Type 2 diabetics, please consult a GP before taking any advice said by a comedian on a podcast about
eating. Because I
call my advice
type 2 diabetics, you'll be fine.
What about injecting diabetics? Can they inject cinnamon? Injecting diabetics, can they inject it?
Well, they're completely different kinds of diabetes. One of them is because you don't produce insulin. The other one is that your body doesn't deal well with having high sugars.
What happens if you inject cinnamon?
Type 3.
Right.
I think cinnamon challenge part 2 needs to kick off and you're the man to
start
it.
Your pancreas isn't producing any cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's a very unfestive pancreas.
Say scrum diddly umptious.
No!
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrum diddly umptious.
A group of orphaned refugees is having a school trip round the bake-off tent, but a cyclone wakes up and starts running straight towards it. The only thing that will stop it is if you three, and weirdly it does have to be you three, do a 2-hour spinning class, but inside a Bikram yoga pod. It sounds impossible, but you do it! You're heroes. You've saved the orphans and everyone having their school trip. Your reward is to go down in history as having done this incredible heroic thing. You're going to be lauded forever, but in the moment, once you've had a shower or whatever you need to do to reset after all that sweating, it's the feast of your dreams. I just want to know, and nothing has to be possible, it doesn't have to exist, it doesn't have to be ethical, it doesn't have to be healthy, fuck that. It just has to be what your dream things would be. I'd love to know what you'd eat, what you'd drink, and if there's a who with and where, then who with and where.
Oh. Can we eat the children?
Yep.
Yep.
First time anyone's answered that. Yep. Absolutely brilliant, yep. Tom. Yep. As long as they haven't been given to you by a stranger, so you can trust the origin point of the children.
Them.
You're going to eat the children? Who with? Where? What are you drinking?
Just water.
Tom! What's happened to Tom?
This is why he didn't have any friends at school. He was always drinking water and trying to eat them.
No, I'll come back to me. I think it's
okay. I really fantasize. I think it's because I have a busy life about having a beer at the beach.
Ooh.
I went to university in Brighton. There's something about, you know, like late afternoon drinking. It's still daytime, but it's okay to kind of be drinking.
Oh, it's so
no
nice.
One's judging you.
Like the beer you'd have after this in the sunshine.
Yeah,
outside
yeah,
on
the beers that you should all have. Yeah, but near the water with the kind of. It's getting a bit darker, but it's still bright, just beautiful. That's what I'd like. I think it's perfect.
Gorgeous. Yeah. And any snacks with it even?
My favourite food is yassai tami from Wagamama.
Okay, that is so good.
Perfect.
It's what?
So good. Yassai tami.
It's like it's lime and coconut, a little bit of chilli in there as well, noodle soup with tofu and vegetables. It's just amazing. And then the vegan coleslaw from Marks & Spencer's.
Yeah. Oh, that's fire.
It's really
that's
great.
So good.
That's good.
Guys, it's really great.
The quiche as well.
Liam.
Tuna pasta bake, my mum's one.
Nice.
Yeah, that's fire. Hot chocolate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And with, do you know Carmen Cortez from Spy Kids?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So her, or do you know, is it Danny Harmer, Tracy Beaker? Yeah, so one of them two, because I used to have a massive crush on them when I was younger, okay. So yeah.
Cool, lovely answer. Tom, you sticking with eating the kids with water?
Or maybe having my mum's roast dinner.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, with a glass of glass of red wine.
Got a favourite red wine. Tom, you're going to have a favourite red wine. What's your favourite red wine?
Well, sort of, as I've got older, I've become even more unbearable.
Tell me your absolute favourite red wine.
And I don't have a particular favourite, but I quite like a Syrah, I've noticed.
Lovely.
Syrah. Is that what you say?
Yeah, I think so.
Shiraz.
Same as a Shiraz, apparently. Do you know that? I learned that recently. Shiraz is the same as a Syrah, someone told me. I don't know if it's true. But that, a glass of red wine and a roast dinner would be nice.
Perfect. And it's Sunday as well. People can have that. They can have a beer and a roast dinner.
Oh yes. Or maybe just some crisps.
We can all do whatever we fucking like. Yeah. It's really nice. Thank you so much, my guests, for doing this. Have you got anything coming up where you would like people to buy or come to or see or watch? Anything to plug?
I'd like nothing.
Fine.
No one to look at me.
No problem. Liam?
So we got second book in September. And then I'm judging Junior Bake Off.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. All right, we'll watch out for that.
Are you going to make them cry?
No.
Impossible. Get your handshake ready.
I'm going to do a spud.
Nice, a nice spud. Okay.
Cheeky spud, cheeky spud.
Take over the handshake. Spud.
I've got a book coming out on the 29th of August.
That's so exciting. Yeah. What's it called again?
Sex, Power, Money.
Fucking all over it. Can we pre-order it now?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Going to bloody do it, and you should all do it. Thank you so much for coming, and very ugly now, please may you clap and cheer.
Delicious. What a fun one. Thanks again to my guests. Watch Tom and Liam all over the telly and Tom and his live shows, and do the same for Sarah, but also please pre-order her new book, Sex, Power, Money, right now, and I will race you to read it first. And you will win because I am a slow reader, but no spoilers, please. I know the love that's gone into that book, and the brains and the heart on that woman are like something from another planet. It is going to be utterly brilliant. Come and see a live show of Hoovering. We're in Kent at the Edinburgh Fringe, and we're on tour all over the UK. Just come to all of them if you want. And spread the word about the podcast. Thank you if you're already doing that. And a mega thank you if you're already my patron. All of that stuff. Like, I am deeply grateful for it. Follow us on social media, at The Hoovering Pod. You can follow me if you want. I'm at Jessica Fostercue. Dates for live shows, everything. They're all in the podcast notes. If you want to come to see my stand-up as well, then put the Hoovering stuff and all of my live stuff. Everything's on my website, jessicafostercue.com. Huge thanks to Acast for hosting the podcast. Hoovering's produced by Emma Corsham, and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week, happy Hoovering.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.